Welcome to Tagalog 101. On our latest post, we taught you how to say how much in Tagalog.
Magkano?
We also learned how to count in Tagalog.
Isa, dalawa, tatlo, apat, lima, anim, pito, walo, siyam, sampu.
Now, let's learn more about shopping. In my opinion, up to this date, there's just one and only shopping mecca in the Philippines. It is Divisoria. People shop here for wholesale buying, very cost-friendly bags, shoes and clothing, costumes and party needs, and almost anything that you need in and out of your home. It's all there. Living in the Philippines, it would be a great idea to go to Divisoria, buy some stuff, and start up a small retail online business. But just a friendly reminder to all of you who are planning to drop by in Divisoria, always be alert and careful because it is very crowded. This is not your typical shopping in the mall kind of day. Okay, so this is the first tip. Be alert. Secondly, before you go straight to Divisoria, make sure that you've already listed down the things that you want to buy. And third, put your money strategically in your pockets. Have your smaller bills ready because we are going to bargain for the best prices. This involves a lot of strategy and skills when you bargain and negotiate. Now, let's pretend that we're here already. Welcome to Divisoria. Fourth tip, don't make it obvious to the sellers that you're amazed with the things that you see, because they will notice you and they will approach you and offer you some items immediately. If you don't like them, just say,
"Hindi po, salamat."
Meaning, "No, thank you," or just say,
"Sorry, ayoko."
Meaning, "Sorry, I don't like." Fifth tip, let's say you've already found what you need to buy. Again, don't make it obvious that you're very happy now that you've found it, because the seller will sense it and take advantage to sell you the item at a higher price. Inspect the item first if it is in good condition. Look at the tag price. If there's none, then that's the time you ask the seller.
Magkano?
20 pesos lang.
Meaning, 20 pesos. Sometimes, they do respond this way. It's common among the Filipino sellers to say the numbers in Spanish. But if you don't understand, ask again.
Magkano po?
I'm sure they will tell you the price now in English. English is also one of the most commonly used language when it comes to numbers or pricing. Don't worry, they won't usually say 20 piso because it's kind of long. So, let's get back to the situation. Now that you already know the price, it's 20 pesos or 20 pesos, you can suggest to the seller to lower it down a little because it does not fit your budget. Say,
"Pwedeng tumawad?"
Meaning, can you lower it down? When the seller answers,
"Tapat na."
That means it's the best price or last price already. Sixth tip, practice the art of bargaining. Here's a situation. I saw a bag and I liked it very much. Listen how I bargained to the seller. The not much money tip.
Magkano ito, kuya?
20 pesos lang.
Pwedeng 15 na lang. 15 lang ang pera ko eh.
Oh, sige.
Okay, thank you.
Here's the translation. How much is this, brother?
20 pesos only.
Can I buy it for 15 pesos? I only have 15 pesos.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
The hoarding tip. Make it sound that you're buying many.
Magkano ito, kuya?
10 isa.
Bili ako ng 5, bigay mo sa akin 8 na lang isa.
Ah, sige.
Thank you.
Here's the translation. How much is this, brother?
10 pesos each.
I will buy 5 if you sell it to me for 8 pesos each.
Okay.
Alright, thank you.
Another tip. The price is too high tip.
Magkano ito, kuya?
30.
Ang mahal naman?
Oh, sige. 25 na lang.
Okay.
Okay.
Translation. How much is this brother?
30 pesos.
That's too high. Or that's too pricey.
Okay, I'll give it to you for 25 pesos.
Okay. So there it is. Some tips that you need to know when you go to Visoria shopping. This is also applicable to other markets and street shopping venues in the Philippines. Almost everybody in the world practices bargaining for more affordable deals. So don't be shy bargaining. Thank you for listening to us, and until the next post.